Legal action taken against Facebook for allowing the company Cambridge Analytica to improperly harvest data from 50 million of its users may have many Texans wondering if there are any state statutes protecting their digital privacy. Texas Public Radio's Ryan Poppy has more.
Ahead of the 2016 presidential primary and election, Facebook allowed Cambridge Analytica to access their database to look for advertising opportunities for Ted Cruz's and later Donald Trump's presidential campaigns. Nuala O'Connor, president of the Center for Democracy and Technology, says most often users weren't aware that data from their profiles was being collected when they clicked on Facebook apps like What Would Be Your Lucky Leprechaun Name?
The background data is being transferred to other parties, other companies, and in this case, it was Cambridge Analytica to do psychographic profiling and try to predict how you're going to vote or who you're going to vote for.
Cambridge Analytica then used the information to target Facebook users with political messages and advertising to influence their voting behavior during the 2016 election. Two separate lawsuits had been filed against Facebook concerning Cambridge Analytica's data harvesting efforts. But here's the thing. There are state laws that address some aspect of digital privacy, like a ban passed by lawmakers that prevents financial institutions to implement an opt-out facial or voice recognition software for their customers. But the Office of the Texas Attorney General says currently there is not a state law that mentions digital privacy related to social media platforms like Facebook. State Senator Brian Hughes, a Tyler Republican, is a member of the Senate Select Committee on Cybersecurity.
What we've learned from state agencies we've talked to, as well as from the outside experts and the folks in the private sector, technology is changing. We know that. And these threats are expanding just as fast as technology is. So Texas is already giving a fair amount of attention to it, but we know we're not doing enough.
O'Connor with the Center for Democracy and Technology agrees. Policy has not kept up with technology.
The law in the United States is not comprehensive about what information or what data can be collected about you by any company, frankly.
And O'Connor says those thinking about deleting their Facebook page might want to rethink that decision. She says whether it's this online platform or another, how we interact as individuals in both our personal and professional lives have come to rely on this type of social media. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.